Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Samaches, Sivov and Siv Zayin. Siv Vov. Pasabo Bekistin. There's a food in the bread family called Pasabo Bekistin. It's actually explained in the next Siv and Siv Zayin. What is Pasabo Bekistin? Literally, it's bread that has a pocket. It's a snack type food. Mevorach alav borei minei mizonos. The bracha is borei minei mizonos. Ula achrov, and after it's bracha achas men shalosh. We say the bracha achas men shalosh that we call alamichyo. V'machal mimenu shi'ur shachir megil makvalo. But if he ate a quantity sufficient that other people would make a meal out of it, afal pi shulusav mimenu, even though he personally is not filled, mevorach alav hamotzi birchas hamozen, then the bracha is hamotzi and birchas hamozen. If he had in mind to have just a snack, a little bit, we made him a zonis. And then afterwards he ate enough that would be a meal for others. He would have to bench. He didn't begin with the bracha hamotzi. Let's say he ate enough that wouldn't be considered a meal for others. But he himself is full from that. Maybe he's weak. Maybe he has doesn't have a big appetite. We still say the bracha is mizonos and alamichya. The butler daito etzel kol adam. His personal constitution is bottle to everyone else. We don't say, well, he's full, so he should bench. We don't say that. We say that he still says mizonos and alamichya. Mishnah Berurah sifkat and chav gilm bekistin v'chulam. In the following if we will clarify what exactly is Paras Bekistin. V'after b'stam pas, even though by ordinary bread, mevarach lev hamotzi b'kolshu, we'll say the bracha hamotzi on any amount. V'al kezayis mevarach and birchas hamozen, and if you eat a kezayis, you bench. Shani elu, these are different. Dein derech b'nei odim l'kbo sudos and aleim. This is not the kind of food a person makes his meal around. It's the kind of thing you eat in small quantities as a snack. Therefore, even though it's in the bread family, the bracha is mezoinus, and afterwards you say alamichyo. Unless he ate enough to be considered a meal, then he would say hamotzi and bench, because it is in the bread family. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chof Dalet Shachir Megiim Lekvav. If he had enough that others would make a meal, Kasvu HaAchrim Da'Chonim Right. Demachalo Levado. If he eats it by itself, Tzerch SheYochal Shiur Shachir Megiim Lispoy Menu Levado. He has to eat an amount sufficient that other people would consider that a meal by itself. Demachalo In Basa Odvar Machem Shemalaf Nebarpas. But if he didn't eat it alone, he ate it with meat, or he ate it with other things that accompany bread, then we say, Sagi kisha oichel shiur, shachir megim lispo mimenu, kisha oichel gam kein im devar machir. That you don't need a quantity that you would have if you eat it by itself, but rather, as soon as you eat a quantity with the other foods, in combination, that others consider a meal, that's enough to bench. Achim achol levado v'sal v'menu, but if he ate it by itself, and he personally was full, but others would not be full from that. But if they would eat that amount with other foods, they would be full. In that case, we won't say that butlo daito. And they would have to say hamotzi and birchas hamozen. V'hine. In an erev techum, when it comes to what's considered erev techumen, besimen shin samaches, isa we learn shin samaches. The amount of food to be considered the su'udah is 3 or 4 eggs in volume, which is approximately 240 cubic centimeters, or 240 milliliters. Many achronim write that's identical to this halacha, that is the shir su'udah. So if I would eat 240 cubic centimeters of snack crackers, I would have to bench. But many achronim, including the Goyim, disagree. Usfiru, they hold that you don't say hamotzi or bench unless you have a real meal, shushal erev avoyker, like the evening or the morning. The Kumashe Kasa Beis Yosef, Shem Shmuel Leket. Beis Yosef quotes this from Shmuel Leket. V'chein Metzasi be'Eshkol du'buchashu sovakein. I found this in the Eshkol too. V'chein Noita Yosef, Lashon Chanoch, and even the language of Chanoch inclines that way. According to this, it might be eight kebeya until you have a shear that's considered a suda. L'chatchila, one should be concerned with those who are strict. Shlolechol arbebeim, not to eat four kebeya. Especially if it's something that we're not even sure if it's a pasuk kisnin. After a verb is zayin, the hoch mizel hochel. Even though we say in sif zayin to be mekel, al kapanim bevadi yesh lachush adas machmir hanal. Still, we should worry about those who are machmir. So the notes on the side point out that many of the contemporary achronim were choishes to the shear of four kebeya, and that is lemaisa how we go. Even though there is a world that disagrees, and I think the chassidus shavelt goes with the larger shear. Sifkan chafei hamoitzi ubirchas amazon. So if you eat enough to make it a meal, you have to say hamoitzi, you have to bench. The garment tilas yadayim, and of course you'd have to wash tilas yadayim. Come over past gomer like regular bread. Come over the el simen kufnun ches. If alfa and sham like we learned the simen kufnun ches. Sifkan chavav yivarech alav birchas hamazon. If he made mezoinus, but ate enough to be a suda, so even though he began with mezoinus, he has to bench. Given she hishlam mishir kavi a suda, since he finished an amount which is considered a meal. He's not going to make a hamotzi for what he continues to eat, because once he decides to eat more, that amount he continues to eat is not its own suda. It's only in combination with what he ate prior. Let's say there really is a sheer suda in what he's about to eat. The order's out. He should have said Altis Adayim, then Hamotzi, and then Birchas Hamoslem. Seif Zayin. Pas Habobi Kisnin. This bread family food, it's essentially a snack food in the bread family. Yesh Mefarshim, some explain. Pas Sha'osui Kmin Kisim. It's bread that's made with a pocket. Shemamalin osam devash osukur ve'egoizim ushkeidim etavlin, and you fill it with honey or sugar, walnuts, almonds, spices. Ve'mnikrim, they're called rishkulush rilchashu. Ve'yesh oimim, some say, rather than a filled dough, shehem isa, it's a dough. She'er ba'devash oshemen ochalav omine tavlin va'afa, and you mixed into the batter of this dough honey, or oil, or milk, or spices, and you bake it like that. And you could tell the flavor of the fruit juices or spices in the dough. So the first is a dough that's filled with all kinds of fruit and nuts. The second is more like a cake. There's no filling, but the dough itself, the batter itself, is flavored. Now, the Ramah on this opinion, according to Shulchan Aruch, says, "V'yesh omrim." Some say, "Shezen nikra pasgama." This is bread. Bread is a dough, even if you mix in some honey or oil or other spices. Elam ken yesh rav harbe tavan. Unless there's a lot of spice, o devash, or a lot of honey, kimine misika, like those sweet confections, shekoyrin lekach, that we call lekach or cake, shekimat hadash v'tavan hem ikr. That kemat, the honey and the spices, is the ikr. V'chein nohagin, that is the minik. So this is Rashi, Oruch, chein ishrash, das Rambam. There's an essential machlokes, mechaber amor, in this middle sheet of Pasuk B'Kisnin. Where do you draw the line between bread and cake? The mechaber's view is bread is a water challah. Bread, to be bread, is that has no oil, has no eggs, has no juices. It's like a water challah. The Ramah says, one second, just because you put in some eggs doesn't mean it's not challah. Just because you put in some oil doesn't mean it's not challah. It's got to really taste like cake to be cake. So in the Mechaber, it's almost like very clear cut. If there's anything other than water in it, it's already mezoinus. And the Ramah says, no, not so fast. It's still hamotzi until you cross some unclear line that we don't consider this to be bread anymore, we consider it to be cake. The third shita, the yesh mefarshim, some explain, shehu pas, that pas v'kisnin is an ordinary dough like bread, regardless of whether it is spiced or not, she'oisin osam ka'avim yuveishim, but you make it like a very dry consistency, like a biscuit. V'kaisin osam, and you'd have to chew it well. V'menikron biskunis, we call it biscuits. V'halacha k'divikulam, l'halacha we go with all three views. She'll call elu hadvaram for all three varieties, whether it's the filled dough, whether it's a flavored dough, or whether it's like the biscotti or crackers. She'll call elu hadvaram noislam dinim, she'amarnu v'pasvakisnin. We give all three categories, the halacha pasvakisnin, that it's mezoinus when you eat it as a snack. If you turn it into a meal, the bracha will be hamotzi. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Chav Zayin. The first opinion says it's a dough, shemamalin osovich. When you fill the dough with varieties of fruits, nuts, sugar, honey, well, it's lovely to say, af imni lusha mitchila b'mayim kishapas, even though the dough part is kneaded with just water, like every other bread, there's no other ingredients in the dough except flour and water, like any other bread. Since you then fill the dough with these varieties, the after hamilu ikar etzlon, as far as he's concerned, of course, the filling is the ikar. We say the grain is important. The eno bottle does not become null and void. And therefore, the bracha is barayim nemizonos who potra kol, and they don't make any of the bracha. Once you said mizonos, it exempts the nuts and the honey and everything inside. We learned this later in Siman Reish Ches. The ach im eino oichel isa. But let's say you don't eat the dough. You scoop out the fruit from the inside, and that's all you eat. Then you'll have to make the bracha on the fruit because you're not eating the ikar, eating the statafel. The kasa of the taz writes, let's say it's reverse. You take out the fruits and you're eating the dough. Meaning to say the kids took out all the filling and the parents are stuck with the empty dough, right? You still say mezonos. V'lo hamotzi, you don't make hamotzi. The yeshla din kistin, it still has a din of pas above kistin. Kimen shed nefa im milu hapes, since it was baked with the filling. This type of bread is not something you eat for a meal. So even though by the time you get it, the filling is gone, but this dough was baked with the filling together, and therefore has a locha pasukistan. Sivkatan chavches, ve'egoizim ushkeidim v'chu, it's filled with nuts and almonds. Okam, either one. Umistar b'demai gamken shetam hamili nika be'isa. And it makes sense that the filling leaches into the dough, that the dough picks up the flavor. K'moshim esayin b'sof, like it concludes at the end. Sivkatan chavches she'erav ba. The second shita is, it's a dough, and you mix into the dough, into the batter, all kinds of other things. Be'ez halish at the time that it's needed. V'hayinu afilu hoya harov imayim, even though the majority is water. Kivin she'erav bagam kein aminu el, since you added sweeteners and fruit juices and the like. V'dezeh nishtan hatam, now the flavor is different. Mikri pas kisanin, that's still called pas kisanin. Sifkan lamed, nikr be'isa, as long as the flavor is evident in the dough. Dilav hachi, the flavor is not evident, havi lechem gomer, that's absolute bread. V'lechem she'noisten bo zafrin hatim lo na'os. Now sometimes they'll add a little saffron to the bread to give a little flavor, make it nicer. O she'noisten bo matzimukin, they may add some raisins. L'kulyam lechem gomer, that's for sure, according to all opinions, bread. Because the dough is a pure bread dough. There's nothing else in the dough. They threw in a few things, a few raisins, to give it a little appearance nice and a little flavor. A water challah with some raisins is still a water challah. It's still going to be hamotzi according to mechala. Sivkan lamed alf shezen nikra. The Ramah says 1 second. You're talking about our bread. Hainu hecha de erba b'halisha rak mat devashra challah. If you added in the dough when you needed it, a little honey, a little milk, ainu bottle shein pas machmas shenirga shatam. That doesn't take away the title of bread just because you could taste a little sweetness in it. Sivkan lamed beis pas gomer. This is totally bread. The bracha is hamotzi. The kolchu for any amount, not just if you're kaveh sudan 3-4 kaveh. V'chem birchas hamazon the kazayis kedin pas, and you make a birchas hamazon, you bench it, even on a kazayis like any other bread. Sifka lama gimel, harbe tavon o devash v'chulu. The Ramah says if you put in a lot of spices, a lot of honey, that's when it's mezonos. Well, it's a little bit to say shakol kach tavon muur behen. There's so much flavorings added. That you taste the flavor of the spices more than the flour. V'chein b'dvash v'shem v'cholav, or the same is true with the honey, oil, milk. B'din shi'ah roiv mehen umiyat mayim. You need the majority should be from the other liquids, and the water is a minority. There's so much of the added liquids that that's what you taste, and you don't taste the bread per se. So this is generally the rule of thumb according to Rama. If it's majority water and minority, and they're all together, eggs, oil, they're all together. We compare them all together. If that's the minority and the water is the majority, which is the standard challah recipe, that's a motzi. But if it's the majority of eggs and oil and a very small amount of water, that's going to be cake. That's going to be zonos. V'chein b'tzir harishon shekasav shulchan aruch, and similarly in the first example shulchan aruch gives, shemamal and men is a dough that you fill. Be'idin gamken shehamilu harbe kol kach, you need so much filling, asha yizeh yeh nirgash atam harbe ma'o, that you taste it very strongly in the dough. Sefkal namadal v'chein nohagen, that is our minik. She'oifin l'lechem mishneh, pass im achem tav, we would put in our lechem mishnah bread with a little oil and spice. Chen eskima achrim halacha kipsah karamah, and achrim agvila halacha like the ramah. Sevkal namen hei ka'av miyveshim. The third shita is that it's like a biscuit, cracker. Kach shema ba'arvi, that's the Arabic name. Vloshen sfarad nikra buskigus. V'nasis mechamesh minidogin, it's made with the 5 grains, flour from the 5 grains. Ubamayim and water olivad alone, nothing else. Af bafiyasa nasim yivation kol kach, when you bake it, it gets so dry, achin nifrocham, till they'll crumble. Vein zin nikra oichel ela kaisis. It's not the normal way to eat, it's kaisis. Vein darkom lechom is a harbe. So you don't eat a lot of it. You have to chew it well, you don't eat a lot of it. Lechein ein lo din pas, it's not called pas. So this is the world of crackers, biscuits, pretzels, things like that.